Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Jerry Sicatano, and I would like to welcome you to Virginia Retirement System Support on Blog Talk Radio. Today, I would like to share with you why I started VRS Support. The year was 2005, and my wife and I were victims of a dreaded condition known as complacency. If you've ever heard of this terrible condition before, it is a disease that leads to letting your time slip past and thinking everything will work out. It is an illness that stops you from pursuing your personal goals and planning for your retirement because you can never find the time. It is a deliberating condition that causes you to go through each day saying, "I will start planning for retirement tomorrow," and life quickly passes you by. Days quickly fade into weeks, weeks dissolved into months, and months soon become years. Even though we both made a pretty good salary from our day jobs, we were coasting our way through life, and we stayed within our comfort zone. When making important decisions, we had no sense of purpose, and we were unmotivated and stagnant in developing our retirement plan. It sounds ridiculousness, but my wife and I just figured that our VRS retirement plan would take care of us in our golden years. My wife and I became excited and terrified at the same time as she decided to retire. For one thing, I got a sudden injection of motivation and enthusiasm. All of a sudden, I felt like I needed to get off my rear. I felt like I needed to be more responsible and to take charge of our life. I felt like I needed to get my act together and look at my family's future. As millions of thoughts swirled through my head, my primary concern became financial security. Would we have enough money to carry us through our retirement years? We needed to think about how much money will we be receiving from VRS? When should we take Social Security? Will we have enough life insurance? Should we take the PLOP? Should we take survivor benefits? Will we be able to help out with our grandkids' college? Will we be able to maintain our standard of living? In many cases, you will also need to look at any other retirement incomes, like 403Bs, 457B, military retirement, traditional IRAs, Roth IRA, spouse's pensions, income-producing property. Will you seek another full-time job or work part-time? All of these items will make a difference in the decisions you make at retirement time. Being school administrators, teachers, and support staff would look to my wife and me for advice about retirement. We heard many stories about coworkers who took money as a windfall and went on extravagant vacations or to the casinos and spent way more than they could afford. Others relied on income they thought they would receive when their spouses passed away, only to find out that the face value of the policy provided loses 75% of the face value in only a few years after retirement. This amount, in many cases, was barely enough to pay for funeral expenses. After hearing so many of these stories, this is when I vowed to start VRS Support, so fellow state employees would have a starting point, an advantage, so to say, while navigating through the retirement process. Please visit VRSSupport.org and subscribe to the VRS Support News and Update blog. And then download your free VRS Support Personal Records Organizer. This will give you an idea of where you stand now and where you need to go in the process of your retirement planning. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and let your friends know about the VRS Support Blog Talk Radio Show. And tune in again next week, where we'll be talking more about the retirement process. Enjoy and have a great rest of the week.